Our strength is rooted in Jesus Christ. Georgia father stresses faith after son declared brain dead following freak batting cage accident. By Dylan Gwynn on December 7, 2023. A father in Georgia is relying on his family's faith in the power of Jesus Christ as they grieve for their son, who was declared brain dead after a freak accident at a batting cage. Jeremy Medina, 17, was accidentally hit in the head by a bat in the cage during practice. He has been in a coma since November 20, according to Fox 5. Dr. Michael Cormican, the director of surgical critical care at Northeast Georgia Medical Center, detailed the devastating nature of the injury to Medina. The initial trauma to his head was significant and caused him to lose consciousness. And as he lost consciousness, he lost his ability to maintain his airway, the doctor said. In a press conference last month, Gainesville High School principal Jamie Green stressed that no roughhousing or foul play was associated with the incident. As the player followed through on his swing, Jeremy leaned into the net and was struck in the head, Green told reporters. On Wednesday, Dr. Cormican revealed the heartbreaking news that Medina's condition had worsened to the point of death by neurological criteria, or brain dead. The doctor empathized with the pain Medina's family must be experiencing. I've got a teenage son myself, and honestly, I can't imagine the pain the family has had to deal with, Cormican said. But Jeremy's father, David, relies on his family's faith in Christ to get them through. I just want everyone to be sure that our strength, my family's strength, my strength since day one has been and only been rooted in the most amazing power of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and our Redemptor, said David Medina. David also thanked others for the many prayers of support his family has received. All these people don't even know my son, don't even know my family, but they are together with us in prayer and supporting us in this moment, he said. Jeremy had expressed his desire to have his organs donated in the event of his death, and the family will abide by his wishes. We are thankful and grateful for all the support that has been shared to the Medina family and to Jeremy, said Jeremy's uncle, Pastor Frank Medina. Before his passing, Jeremy made the decision to give the gift of life by registering as an organ donor and tissue donor when he received his driver's license.